You must understand the background if you want to understand Paul's very important letter to the Galatians.
如果你想理解保罗这一卷写给加拉太人的十分重要的书卷的话，你必须明白他的背景。
Paul had started a group of churches in the region of Galatia.
保罗在加拉太地区开创了一群教会。
Sometimes after he left, some troublemakers came to these churches and said that Paul had preached to them an incomplete gospel.
在保罗离开一段时间以后，有一些矫饰者就来到这些教会当中，说保罗所传的福音并不完备。
They said that they were preaching a more complete version of the same gospel that Paul preached.
他们说他们自己所传的福音与保罗的是一样，但是在版本上面就更加完备了。
They claimed that in order to be really saved, the people needed to be circumcised.
他们宣称，为了真正的得救，人们需要接受割礼。
When Paul heard about what was happening, he became very angry, and then he wrote this letter.
保罗听说有这样的事，就十分生气，写了这一封信。
Paul's anger at these troublemakers who insisted on circumcision can be seen in Galatians chapter 5, verse 12, where Paul says, I wish that the people who are upsetting you will go all the way, let them continue, and castrate themselves.
从加拉太书五章十二节那里，我们可以看出，保罗对于这一班坚持要实行割礼的矫饰者的那个愤怒，在那个章节里边，保罗这么说：“我倒希望那些搅乱你们的人自己去阉割。”
Paul begins his letter in a way which is very different from all his other letters.
保罗在这封信里面用了一种与其他的保罗书信十分不同的方式来开头。
He writes, From Paul, an apostle, appointed and sent not by a church, nor by a single individual. On the contrary, by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised Jesus from the power of the dead.
那里保罗这样写道，我是使徒保罗，我做使徒不是由于哪个教会的差派，也不是受了人的差派，而是耶稣基督和那使他从死里复活的父神所差派的。
The troublemakers attack Paul's gospel by attacking the messenger.
搅事者们通过攻击传信者来攻击保罗的福音。
An apostle is a person who is sent on a mission, and his authority is based on who sent him.
使徒被差派，使徒是那被差派担负使命的人，他的权柄是基于那差派者。
Paul's enemies claim.That Paul was not sent by God, but by human beings.
保罗的敌人就，保罗的反对者宣称，保罗不是神差派的，而是人差派的。
So Paul starts by saying that he was not sent by a church.
所以，保罗一开头就说，他不是某个教会差派的。
The book of Acts claimed that Paul was an apostle of the church at Antioch. He did not meet Acts criteria for being an apostle of God.
使徒行传声称保罗是安提阿教会的使徒，意思说 他不符合使徒行传里面所说的神的使徒的标准。
Paul would have hated the book of Acts.
保罗一定很讨厌使徒行传这本书。
Then he claims that he was also not sent by an individual.
接着保罗又宣称他也不是受了人的差派。
Acts claims that shortly after his Damascus experience, Paul went to the Jerusalem church.
使徒行传说在他那个大马士革路上那段经历以后不久他就去了耶路撒冷教会。
So maybe one of the leaders of the Jerusalem church sent him.
所以或许是耶路撒冷教会中的某位领袖才派了他。
Paul claims that he was sent by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised Jesus from the power of the dead.
不过保罗则宣称他是耶稣基督和那位用大能使耶稣从死里复活的父神所差派的。
Normally, in all Paul's letters, he would have stopped with God the Father.
通常在保罗的书卷里面他都会在父神那个字那里面就打住了。
Here he adds the main point of his gospel, the resurrection, which was the main emphasis of the Christian church in the first 1,000 years.
然而在这里在加拉太书当中他加进了保罗福音 的要点，就是复活。这是前一千年的教会那些教会所强调的一个要点。
Then he continues in verses 3 and 4. May peace and grace come to you from God our FatherAnd the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on behalf of our sins, in order that he might rescue us from the power of the present evil age, thus acting in obedience to the will of our God and Father.
接着，他在第三、第四节那里说，愿我们的父神和主耶稣基督所赐的恩典平安给你们。基督为要救我们脱离这邪恶的时代，遵照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪献上了自己。
Again in verse 4 Paul adds the other part of his gospel.
在第四节保罗再次加入了他的福音信息的其他部分。
Jesus died willingly in order to remove the deadly effects of our sins, which results in his ability to rescue us from the power of Satan, who is in control of the present evil age.
耶稣为了救我们脱离撒旦控制这个邪恶的时代的权势，为了除去我们的罪孽所带来的死的后果，他就甘愿死在十字架上面。
Paul is saying that Jesus gave himself over to death, which means that Jesus was in total control of his dying because he was willing to remain obedient to the will of God.
保罗说耶稣把自己交出以至于死，意思就是说耶稣是在完全可以控制的情况下死去的，因为是他自己甘愿顺服神的旨意。
This is an expansion of his thought in Philippians chapter 2 verse 8 that Jesus was obedient to God even to the point of dying on the cross.
这也是腓立比书二章八节里边的那个意思的一个扩展，那里说到他自甘卑微顺服至死，且死在十字架上。
And as a result of Jesus' obedience to God, God has rescued us from the power of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
因着耶稣向神的顺服，神就救我们脱离了黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。这是哥罗西书一章十三节那里说的。
Jesus' resurrection not only removed the deadly effects of our sins, it also transposes us into an entirely new reality by liberating us from the power of the present evil age.
耶稣的复活不仅除去了我们的罪带来的死的功效，也借着救我们脱离现今这个邪恶的世代的权势，将我们转移到一个全新的现实当中。
So in the very opening of his letter, Paul has summarized the basic gospel what he had preached to the Galatian churches.
由此可见，加拉太书一开头，保罗就已经总结了他曾经向加拉太众教会所传讲的福音的要点。
Normally, Paul would have continued his letter by giving thanks for the work of the Christians in the church.
通常，接着保罗会在他的书信里边为教会中的基督徒的工作献上感谢。
But here, Paul has nothing to be thankful for about. And so, instead, he starts with a rebuke.
但是这一次保罗却无只字感谢之余，反而取之以斥责，这样说道。
He writes, I am deeply astonished and extremely disappointed that so quickly you are already continuing to turn away from the God who has called you by the grace of Christ. Now you are turning your allegiance toward another gospel, which is not the same gospel at all. No one would ever confuse them as being the same, except there are some persons who are continuing to trouble your minds. They continue to desire to transform the gospel of Christ into its opposite.
保罗说，我很惊奇也很失望，你们竟这么快离弃了借基督的恩典选召你们的神，而去随从另一种福音。其实并没有另一种福音，我这样说是因为有人前来搅扰你们，他们想要改变基督的福音。
Paul is expressing this extreme shock and disappointment that his converts are in the process of turning away so quickly from their salvation.
保罗在这里表达了他对于加拉太人那么快就离开了他们的救恩，保罗感到极其震惊和失望。
Paul is using the language of Exodus 32 verse 8and Deuteronomy chapter 32, Deuteronomy chapter 12 and 16, which describes how the Israelites turned away so quickly from God after God had just saved them at the Red Sea, and then they started worshiping the golden calf.
保罗在这里使用了与出埃及记三十二章第八节和生命记十二章和十六章一样的语言，上述几处提到的经文描写了以色列人是如此快地离弃了神，他们离弃神是在神刚刚在红海中救了他们，他们就马上去敬拜金牛犊。
Paul is saying that the Galatians are doing the exact same thing by deserting the God who has called you by the grace of Christ.
保罗在这里说，加拉太人所做的正是一样的事情，他们离弃了借基督的恩典选择你们的神。
God's calling is the Christian salvation.
神的选召就是基督徒的救恩。
The Galatians are now following the message of the troublemakers.
加拉太人现在随从了搅事者们的蛊惑之言。
Paul is saying that the troublemakers are not preaching the same good news that he had originally preached to the Galatians.
保罗说，这些搅事者所传讲的信息，与他原本向加拉太人传讲的福音信息，并不是一回事。They
are actually transforming the good news into something that is the exact opposite of the good news.
他们篡改了福音，得出的结果。 与福音的信息刚刚好相反。The
verb to transform something into its opposite is very strong, and it is used in Acts chapter 2 verse 20, which says, "The sun shall be transformed into darkness."
在这里，篡改这个词表达的是一个很强烈的一个语气，这个词。 曾经在《使徒行传》2章20节那里也出现过，那里这样说：太阳变为黑暗，变为昏暗。Paul
is accusing his opponents of troubling the minds of the people to confuse them.
保罗指责他的反对者，说他们搅扰人们的思想，制造混乱。
The term to trouble the mind also means to frighten someone.
其实，搅扰心思也有恐吓的意思。Luke
chapter 1 verse 12 gives a good example.
在路加福音1章12节那里面用了一个同样的词，那是一个很好的例句。
When Zechariah saw the angel, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him.
那里说，撒加利亚看见天使，就惊恐害怕。Then
Paul continues in verses 11 to 12. Indeed, I want you to realize, brothers and sisters, that the gospel which I preached is not something that a human being made up. For I did not receive it from a human being, nor was I taught it. On the contrary, it came to me by means of a revelation from Jesus Christ.
那里在1章11到12节那里，保罗接着说：弟兄姐妹们， 我要你们知道，我所传的福音不是人想出来的，我没有从任何人接受这福音，也没有向任何人讨教过，而是耶稣基督亲自向我启示。Paul
then insists that the gospel that he is preaching, he makes up a word that says, which means gospeling, is not something that a human being made up.
在这里，保罗坚持说，他所传的福音不是人想出来的。He
denies that he received it as a tradition or was taught it by a human being.
他否定说，他并非在继承某种传统或者接受
On the contrary, Paul claims that the good news came to him when Jesus Christ revealed himself to Paul on the Damascus Road.
相反，保罗声称，这福音是他在大马士革的路上，耶稣基督亲自启示他的。
Therefore, Paul is claiming a divine origin for the good news that he is preaching.
因此，保罗宣告，他传讲的福音是从神而来的。
In verses 13 to 14, Paul reminds the Christians that his persecution of the Christians before he himself became a Christian.
在13、14节当中，保罗又提醒加拉太人，他自己在成为基督徒以前是逼迫基督徒的。
He said that the reason for his violently excessive persecution was because he was very zealous.
他说，他极为激烈的逼迫基督徒的原因，是因为他十分的狂热。
The term zealous means that Paul was a conservative Pharisee.
狂热这个词指明保罗本是一个保守的法利赛人。
These conservative Pharisees believed that the exile would not end as long as Palestine was controlled and ruled by foreigners.
这些保守的法利赛人相信，只要巴勒斯坦还被外人统治，就意味着流亡还没有结束。
They believed that the reasons the Jews were still in exile was because they did not obey God and did not obey God's law.
他们相信犹太人仍然流亡的原因是他们不尊重神，也不遵行神的律法。
The zeal of these conservative Pharisees was to force other Jews to honor God and to keep God's laws.
这些保守的、狂热的法利赛人逼迫其他犹太人，或者强迫其他犹太人要尊重神，并且遵守神的律法。
They believed that God had called them to stamp out, but whatever means were necessary, all forms of disloyalty to the law of Moses among the Jews.
他们相信神呼召他们要以任何必要的方式践踏各种犹太人中对摩西立法的不忠。
They believed that they had to use violence against the Romans and against all Jews who were disloyal to the law.
他们相信，他们应该对罗马人、对所有不忠于律法的犹太人施行暴力。
Paul had persecuted the Christians because they were disloyal to the law of Moses.
保罗逼迫基督徒，就是因为这些基督徒不忠于摩西的律法。
But Paul continues in verses 15 to 17.
保罗在15到17节那里接着说，
But all that came to an end when the God who had chosen me before I was born and had called me by means of his grace was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles. Immediately after that, I did not consult with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I became one. On the contrary, I immediately went away into Arabia, and afterwards I returned to Damascus.
15-17节那里说，但是由于上帝的恩典，在我出生以前，他已经拣选了我，召我来侍奉他。当他决定向我启示他的儿子，使我在外邦人当中宣扬有关基督的福音时，我并没有向任何人求教，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的人，却立刻到阿拉伯去，然后返回大马士革。
Normally we refer to Paul's experience on the Damascus Road as a conversion, but Paul himself refers to it in terms of God's call to be a prophet.
通常我们指保罗在大马士革路上的经历为板一基督，但保罗自己则称，以上帝的呼召这层面的意义上来说，他是被神呼召拣选作为先知。
These prophets that God chose them while they were still in his mother's womb, as in Isaiah chapter 49 verse 1 and 5-6, and in Jeremiah chapter 1 4-5.
保罗蒙神选召做先知，这个事情发生在他当时还在母腹的时候，正如以赛亚书49:1-5和耶利米书1:4-5那里所说到的以赛亚和耶利米先知的故事一样，这两位先知被神呼召服侍外邦人，就像那两位先知一样，保罗被呼召服侍外邦人，或者是说服侍万邦。
In both Isaiah and Jeremiah, the prophet was called to minister to the Gentiles and nations. Paul was not converted from being a Pharisee to being a Christian. It is important to remember that Paul was always a Christian Pharisee all of his life.
再说一次，保罗是被呼召来服侍外邦人，或者是说万邦。保罗不是板一基督，他不是从法利赛人板一为一个基督徒。要记住，保罗终其一生是法利赛基督徒。
Paul never gave up his Pharisaic zeal, but it is reflected, it is redirected, but it is put in another direction after God revealed Jesus as the risen Christ and Savior.
保罗从来没有放弃过他那种法利赛式的狂热，只不过是在神自己启示他基督是复活的，只不过是神向他启示耶稣是复活的基督和救主以后，他的那种狂热被重新得以引导而已。
I'd like to repeat what I had read in Galatians 1:16-17, that Paul says that immediately after his experience, I did not consult with any human being, and I did not go up to Jerusalem to see who were those who were apostles before me, before I became one. On the contrary, I immediately went away into Arabia, and afterwards I returned to Damascus.
我想重复一遍，那个加拉太书11:16-17，在那里保罗说明了他的经历以后，紧接着说，我并没有向任何人去讨教，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的人， 却立刻到了阿拉伯去，然后返回大马士革。
Again, Paul is claiming that the good news he preached was not based on human information, especially not on the Jerusalem apostles.
保罗再次宣称，他所传的福音不是基于人的信息，特别的说，也不是基于耶路撒冷的使徒们的信息。
As a Pharisee, he knew all the hopes of the Jewish people, and he would be able to figure out the meaning of this revelation, which had deeply confused him and made him question his whole life and his whole mission up to this time.
作为一个法利赛人，他知道犹太人全部的希望，并且他也能够明白这一启示的含义，但是这一启示却大大的把他搞糊涂了。他对于整个人生的质疑，这个时候达到了一个高峰点。
So he goes to Arabia.
所以他就去阿拉伯去了。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 25, Paul locates Mount Sinai in Arabia.
加拉太书四章二十五节，在那里保罗明确的西乃山是在阿拉伯。
Elijah was one of the heroes of zeal for conservative Pharisees.
以利亚是保守和法利赛人中那个狂热分子里面的一位英雄。
When Elijah lost his courage, he went to Mount Sinai to receive a revelation from God.
以利亚灰心的时候，他也是往西乃山那去的，接受了神的启示。
And like his hero Elijah, Paul was also deeply confused. And so Paul goes to Mount Sinai to understand his revelation.
像英雄以利亚一样，保罗也被大大的搞糊涂了，所以保罗就往西乃山去，为要弄明白他的启示是什么意思。
As a conservative Pharisee, Paul had imagined that God would vindicate Israel after her suffering at the hand of the pagans.
作为一个保守的法利赛人，保罗明白，保罗在想象以色列人在异教人的手中受尽了苦头，保罗也想象神将为以色列人报复。
This vindication would end the reign of Satan once and for all and bring in the end of the age and the resurrection of the dead.
这一报复要彻底的结束撒旦的统治，带进那个古旧邪恶世代的终结，并且死人要复活。
When Paul saw the resurrected Jesus, he realized that the decisive heaven-sent defeat of sin and the vindication of God's people and the end of this age and the coming of the age to come had already begun, even though the power of Satan was not totally defeated.
当保罗看见了复活的耶稣以后，他意识到这场取决性的对罪的天谴，也就是神对神的子民的一场报复，一个对这个世界的一个新世纪的来临，意味着一个旧世纪的终结，那个时代已经开始了。纵使撒旦的权势那时还没有被完全击败。
So Paul realized that it was not the suffering of Israel at the hands of the pagans, but rather the death of the innocent Jesus at the hand of the pagans that defeated evil once and for all.
保罗意识到, 并非以色列人在异教人手中所受的苦难, 而是无辜的耶稣在异教人手中的死, 彻底击败了那邪恶。
As Paul had written in Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, Jesus gave himself on behalf of all of us in order to rescue us from this present evil age.
正如在前面一章第四节那里保罗曾经写到的, 他为了要救我们脱离这个邪恶的世代, 献上了自己。
This is the message of the good news which Paul experienced at the beginning and explained at the beginning of Galatians.
这就是保罗在本卷书一开头就表达了的福音的信息。
After understanding the good news, Paul returned to Damascus.
在他明白了福音的真意之后, 保罗 就返回了大马士革。
Then Galatians 1:18-20, Paul writes, Then after 3 years, I did go up to Jerusalem in order to get acquainted with Cephas, and I stayed with him 15 days. But I did not see any of the other apostles except James, the brother of the Lord. Now pay attention. I swear before God that I am not lying in what I am writing to you. God is my witness.
接着18到20节那里保罗又说道过了三年我才上耶路撒冷去到那会见彼得跟他住了15天除了主的兄弟雅各 我没有见过其他的使徒，我说的都是实话，上帝知道，我不撒谎，上帝也会做见证。Paul
that is claiming that it is only after 3 years that he, after his experience, that he went to visit Cephas, which is the name Paul Aramaic name Paul uses. For Peter.
在这里保罗接着说, 他拜访了基法, 基法就是保罗, 通常用来称呼彼得的一个亚兰文的名字。
He also claims that the only other person he met was Jesus' brother James.
他又说, 除了基法彼得以外, 他又见到了另外一个人, 他就是耶稣的兄弟雅各。
Then in verse 20, Paul is taking an oath where he is calling upon God to certify the truth of his lengthy denial.
接着在20节, 保罗又发誓, 在那里, 他要上帝来证明 他前面所讲的那么长的那些否决的话, 说的其实是实话。
Paul knows very well the commandment. You should not swear falsely by the name of Yahweh your God. And this is what it means to take the name of the Yahweh in vain.
当然, 保罗很清楚地知道那诫命说, 不可奉耶和华你神的名, 发假誓, 这就是那个称为不可以妄称耶和华的名的意思。
As a Pharisee, Paul takes this commandment very seriously.
保罗作为一个法利赛人, 他必然是很严肃地对待这一诫命的。
He was willing to stake his whole standing before God on the veracity of what he had written.
他愿意在神的面前对他所写的那些事情的真实性负完全的责任。
His opponents must have been claiming, as Acts had claimed, that Paul visited the whole Jerusalem church soon after his Damascus experience.
他的反对者也必须承认，正如《使徒行传》那里曾经说过的，在他大马士革的那段经历以后不久，保罗访问了整个耶路撒冷教会。
In Galatians 1:21-24, Paul's main point is that I continue to remain unknown by my face to the churches of Judea.
在加拉太书一章二十一到二十四节那里，保罗要表明的一个要点就是，犹太省各教会的基督徒都还不认得我。
In Acts, many of Paul's early work was around Jerusalem.
保罗使徒行传里面又记载，保罗在耶路撒冷的周围其实做了很多的工作。
In Galatians chapter 2, verses 1-3, Paul says that 14 years after he had visited Peter, he went to Jerusalem again to attend the Jerusalem conference, which discussed the issue of the need to circumcise Gentile believers.
在接下来二章一到三节那里，保罗说，十四年以后，他又重访彼得，再上耶路撒冷去参加耶路撒冷大会，讨论有关外邦信徒是否要施行洗礼的这样的一个会议。
The Jerusalem Council Conference is also mentioned in Acts chapter 15 with significant differences.
使徒行传十五章也提到这次会议，但是那上面的记录有显著的不同。
Paul claims that he went there because he had received a revelation from God.
保罗声称他前去耶路撒冷是因为他从神那里领受了启示。
Acts claims that Paul had been sent by the church of Antioch to Jerusalem.
使徒行传 则说保罗乃是受安提阿教会差派。
Paul claims that it was a private meeting.
保罗则说那是一次私人的会议，那是一次私务。
Acts claimed that the whole Jerusalem church was involved.
使徒行传则说整个耶路撒冷教会都介入了。
We should remember that Paul was actually at the meeting. Whereas Acts heard about the meeting from some people who heard it from some other people.
但是我们应该记得保罗确实是在那次会议上，不管使徒行传是怎么的从一些人的口中传到那些人的口中，传来传去，得到一些关于这些会议的一些东西。
Paul was presenting to the acknowledged leaders of the Jerusalem church his message that Gentile believers did not have to be circumcised to become a Christian.
保罗在那次会议上向耶路撒冷教会那些有名望的领袖们阐明了他的关于外邦信徒不必接受割礼而成为基督徒的这样的一个观点。
Since Paul had received his message from a revelation from Jesus Christ and God the Father, he really did not need the approval of the Jerusalem leaders.
因为保罗他的观点，他的信息 是从耶稣基督和父神那里直接领受的启示，他真的不需要来取得耶路撒冷领袖们的许可。
However, if the Jerusalem leaders had rejected his message, then he would have had problems in preaching his message to people who respected the Jerusalem leaders.
然而，如果耶路撒冷的领袖们拒绝他的观点的话，那么他向那些尊重耶路撒冷领袖的人传讲信息、表达观点的时候，就会遇到问题了。
And Paul brought Titus along as a test case. So the issue was not theoretical. The Jerusalem leaders were faced with an uncircumcised Gentile Christian.
所以保罗把提多带上作为一个试验，这不是一个神学问题，耶路撒冷领袖们所面临的就是这样一个问题，一个未受割礼的这个外邦基督徒，他们应该怎么样对待。
Paul was happy to announce that Titus was not compelled to be circumcised even though he was a Gentile.
保罗高兴地宣称提多没有被强迫接受洗礼，纵使他是一个希腊人。
So Paul had won. The Jerusalem leaders accepted his message.
这一次保罗赢了，耶路撒冷的领袖们接受了他的观点。
Paul writes in Galatians chapter 2 verse 7 to 8 that the Jerusalem leaders, James,Cephas and John recognized that God's power was effectively at work in Paul preaching the gospel to uncircumcised Gentiles, just as God's power was effectively at work in Peter's preaching to circumcised Gentiles.
保罗在二章七节八节那里说，耶路撒冷的领袖们包括雅各、基法和约翰，他们都认识到神的全能在保罗向未受割礼的外邦人传福音的时候是有功效的，正如神的全能在彼得向受了割礼的犹太人传福音的时候有功效一样。
Paul often likes to use the term effectively at work in, which in Greek means to energize.To describe God's effective power working in and through human instruments.
保罗喜欢用有效的工作这个词来描述神的有效的全能通过人这些器皿很活泼的运行在他的所工作的那个环境上面。
The best parallel to these verses found in Paul's discussion of the complementarity of different gifts within the one body of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
最好的平行经文可见于保罗在哥林多前书十二章里面，那里讨论到基督的身体里面有不同的恩赐，这些恩赐是互相补充。
Paul writes, There are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who energized all of them. All of these are energized by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses.
那里保罗说，教会的工作有很多种，但是却是同一位神所赐给每个人有不同工作的能力，这一切都是从同一位唯一的圣灵来的，他按照自己的意思将不同的恩赐赐给每一个人。
In Galatians chapter 2 verses 7 and 8 These are the only two places in all Paul's letters where he uses the Greek name Peter. So most scholars suggest that Paul is paraphrasing a formal agreement between him and the Jerusalem church.
在第七、第八节那里是保罗书信里边，唯独两处提到彼得的时候用了他的希腊名字 Peter。那大多数的学者都建议说，保罗是在重述一个他和耶路撒冷教会之间的一个正式协议。
The agreement was that Paul and Barnabas will work among uncircumcised Gentiles, while Peter and the Jerusalem church will work among the circumcised Jews.
这个协议就是保罗和巴拿巴将在未受割礼的外邦人中工作，彼得和耶路撒冷教会则将在受了割礼的犹太人当中工作。
As a sign of assurance or as a pledge of an agreement or of treaty, the Jerusalem leaders gave Paul and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship.
作为一份协议或者一个条款条意的保证的记号，耶路撒冷的领袖们向保罗和巴拿巴行了右手相交之礼。
In Galatians chapter 2 verse 11 following, Paul writes, But after Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him face to face, because he had already been condemned.
保罗在二章十一节那里又说，以后彼得来到安提阿，因为他有明显的错误，我就公开指责他。
In speaking of opposing Peter face to face, a confrontation is meant where someone will win or gain face, and someone will lose face.
说到面对面的抵挡，就是说面对面的抵，说到保罗面对面的抵挡彼得，其实也就是一种公开的反对，当然就是有人有脸，有些人就丢脸。
Unfortunately, Paul lost, even though he was right. And afterwards, he left Antioch, and Peter became the leader of the church in Antioch.
不幸的是，这一回保罗输了，虽然他是对的，但是随后保罗离开了安提阿以后，彼得就成了安提阿的领袖。
Around 110 AD, Ignatius, the bishop of Antioch, claimed that Peter was the first bishop of Antioch.
大约在公元110年，伊格拉丢就是这位安提阿的主教，他就宣称彼得才是安提阿的首位主教。
Paul also said that Peter had already been condemned by God.
保罗也说彼得已经被神指责过了。
The Greek verb clearly means condemned.But almost all translations soften it to was wrong.
在希腊的动词里面很清楚地说这是指责，但是有意思的是几乎所有的翻译文本都把这个字软化了，说是错了，只是说错了。
At Antioch, both Jewish and Gentile Christians cheerfully shared their common meals, including communion, together, because they were all one family.
在安提阿，犹太人和外邦基督徒很高兴地在一起进餐， 包括在一起领受圣餐，因为他们是一家人。
And Peter gladly participated in these common meals.
彼得也曾经很高兴地参加过这些餐宴。
Then James sent messengers to Peter.
接着雅各派了信使到彼得那里去。
After James' men arrived, Peter stopped participating in the common meals. And he was joined by other Jewish Christians, including Barnabas.
雅各的人来了以后，彼得就不再参加这种餐宴了，甚至还有一些犹太基督徒，包括巴拿巴他们也跟着那么做。
Evidently, James did not believe that Jewish Christians should eat at the same table with Gentile Christians.
显然的，雅各不相信犹太基督徒应该和外邦基督徒同台吃饭。
Now there were two tables, one for Jewish Christians and one for Gentile Christians.
好了，现在有了两桌饭局，一桌是犹太基督徒的，一桌是外邦基督徒的。
Paul was furious at this situation because the unity of the Christians were broken.
保罗为此大为光火，因为基督徒的合一被破坏了。
How can the church be one family if one group refuses to eat at the same table with another group?
如果有一群人居然拒绝和另外一群人同台吃饭，教会岂能成为一家吗？
Paul calls the actions of the Jewish Christians hypocrisy because they were not doing what they believed.
保罗称这些犹太基督徒的行为叫虚伪，因为他们所做的与他们所相信的并不一致。
Paul claims that Peter acted because he was afraid of those who emphasized circumcision.
保罗说，彼得如此做是因为他害怕那些强调割礼的人。
Acts claim that Peter actually started the custom of eating with Gentiles after receiving a revelation from God.
使徒行传说，彼得从神领受了启示以后，就开始了与外邦人同吃同喝的风气。
And Peter was the first one to do it.
其实彼得是第一位与外邦人一起吃饭的人。
In fact, Acts felt that this event was so important that he mentioned it three times in chapters 10, 11, and 15.
而且在事实上，使徒行传也认为这件事极其的重要，以致在使徒行传的十章、十一章和十五章那里三次提及。
In Acts chapter 11, the same people who emphasized circumcision criticized Peter, saying, "Why did you go to uncircumcised men and eat with them?"
使徒行传十一章那里这样记载，这批就是同样一批人，他们强调割礼。这些人批评彼得说，为什么你到那些没有受割礼的人家里去，还跟他们一起吃饭？
Peter boldly answered them and said this was God's command. And finally these people were silenced and praised God, saying, "Then God has also given to the Gentiles the repentance that leads to life." This is Acts 11:18.
在使徒行传十一章那里这样记载，彼得大胆地回答了他们说，这是神的命令。最后这些人就闭了口，还颂赞神说， 神把因悔改而得生命的机会也赐给外邦人了。这话记载在11章18节那里。
If Peter was so bold then, why is he so afraid now?
彼得曾经是那么勇敢，现在为什么害怕了呢？
And Peter told this story at the Jerusalem Council. Why didn't Paul mention it and ask, how can Peter reject a direct revelation from God?
同时如果彼得在耶路撒冷会议上面也讲述了这样的故事，为什么保罗却不提及，并且问彼得说怎么能拒绝从神来的直接启示呢？
In any case, Paul accuses the Jewish Christians of denying the truth of the gospel.
不论是哪一种情况，保罗都是在指责犹太人基督徒们，他们否认了福音的真理。
For Paul, the truth of the gospel involved Christians having Christian fellowship between Jews and Gentiles on equal terms because they are all one family.
因为保罗的福音真理应该包括犹太和外邦基督徒在平等那个意义上来说，他们应该有团契，他们是一家人。
The United States Supreme Court has decided that there is no such thing as separate but equal.
所以，美国联邦最高法院这样如此裁决：这个世界没有分开，却是平等这一说法。
Then Paul says that Peter is still living in a Gentile manner and not in a Jewish manner.
所以保罗说，彼得仍然活得像外邦人，而不是犹太人。
Paul, as a Pharisee, knows that Peter does not really know how to completely follow all the Jewish laws.
保罗作为一个法利赛人，他知道彼得并不真正明白怎么样可以完全的遵从犹太的律法。
In the gospel, the Pharisees called the common people like Peter sinners because they do not know how to keep all the Jewish laws.
在福音书中，法利赛人认为好像彼得这样的普通人他们是罪人，因为他们没有完全遵守犹太的律法。
So Peter then asked, Paul then asked Peter, so how can you compel Gentiles to behave like Jews if you yourself cannot behave like a true Jew?
所以接着保罗就问彼得，这样你怎么还可以勉强外邦人过犹太人一样的生活呢？因为你自己都不能行得好像一位真正的犹太人一样。
The key word here is compel.
在这里有个关键词就是勉强。
All the leaders of the church were circumcised Jews and they sat and ate separately from the uncircumcised Gentiles.
那时所有教会的领袖都是受了割礼的犹太人，他们与未受割礼的外邦人是分开坐下吃喝。
So if an uncircumcised Gentile believer wanted to eat with the Jewish leaders, he had to be circumcised.
如果一个未受割礼的外邦信徒想和犹太领袖同吃同喝的话，那么他们就必须先受割礼。
Paul considers this a form of coercion or compulsion.
所以保罗说这样做的话就是强迫或者是勉强。
In Galatians 2:15-16, Paul writes, "We ourselves, who are Jews by birth, and not sinners from the Gentile nations. However, even we ourselves know that a human being is not made righteous before God by obeying the law, but rather by means of the faithfulness of Jesus Christ. So even we have believed into Christ Jesus in order that we might be made righteous by means of the faithfulness of Jesus of Christ, and not by obeying the law. Because not a single person will be made righteous by obeying the law."
保罗在二章十五到十六节那里中写道，我们这生来的犹太人，也不是生来的犹太人，不是外邦的罪人，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也因信基督称义，不因行律法称义。因为凡有血气的，没有一个人因行律法称义。
Here we must discuss two very important words.
在这里我们必须要讨论两个很重要的词。
Here we do these words, the words justification and righteousness is the same word in Greek.
这两个词就是称义和义，称义和义在希腊文里面是同一个词。
To be righteous means to restore our relationship with God, which was broken because of our sins.
被称为义，称义义是指的就是恢复我们与神的关系，那种关系是因着我们的罪被破坏了的，这是这么一种关系。
Also, the words faith and faithfulness is the same word in Greek. And for Paul, faithfulness is synonymous with obedience.
还有两个词是信心和信，在希腊文里面也是同一个词。对保罗来说，信你顺服又是同意的。
Paul starts by reminding Peter that even we who are Jews by birth know that we cannot be righteous, made righteous with God by obeying the law, such as being circumcised.
保罗开始提醒彼得，即使我们这些生来就是犹太人的，我们也应当知道，我们不能靠行律法被神称为义，正如受割礼一样。
But we are made righteous by the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
我们是靠着基督耶稣的信被称为义。
In other words, we cannot be made righteous with God by our own actions, but only by the actions of Jesus Christ.
换一句话说，我们不能用我们自己的作为与神摆正关系，只有通过耶稣基督的作为。
The Greek term faith or faithfulness of Christ Jesus Christ.Can be understood in two ways.
希腊文里边的信和信心，希腊文里边的信和
faithfulness，
希腊文里面的信心和耶稣基督的信可以有两种理解方式。这就是 one's faith， 一个是 faith， 一个是 faithfulness of Jesus Christ， 有两种理解方式。
It can mean either our faith in Jesus Christ, or it can mean Jesus Christ's own faithful obedience to God.
这两种理解方式就是，一是我们在基督耶稣里面的信，一是耶稣基督自己对神的信和顺服。
Most modern scholars have chosen the faith or the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
现代的大多数学者都选择说，选择理解为耶稣基督的信心或者信。
Jesus Christ is the only person who is totally obedient to God, and so he is the only one who is already righteous with God.
耶稣基督是唯一完全顺服神的，所以他也是已经被神称为义的那一位。
And when we become Christians, we share in Christ's righteousness.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，我们就分享了基督的义。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 9, Paul writes, I want to be in union with Christ, not having a righteousness of my own, which originates from the law, but rather the righteousness which comes by means of the faithfulness of Christ. This is a righteousness which originates from God.
所以保罗在腓立比书三章九节那里又写道，并且得以在他里面不是有自己从律法而来的义，乃是有从基督的信里面来的义，这义是从神来的。
In Galatians 2:19-21 Paul says, In fact, by means of the law I have died to the law, so that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but rather Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faithfulness of the Son of God, who loved me and died on my behalf. I am not making I'm not trying to nullify the grace of God as making it of no value. Because if righteousness were achievable by obeying the law, then Christ died for no purpose at all.
保罗在二章十九到二十一节那里这样写道，我因律法就像律法死了，使我可以向神，叫我可以向神活着。我已经与基督同定了十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因神儿子的信。他是爱我，为我舍己，我不废掉神的恩。若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
Verse 20 has a key sentence. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faithfulness of the Son of God.Who loved me and died on my behalf.
二十节里面有一个关键的句子，是应该说成是，并且我如今在肉身活着，是 因神儿子的信，他爱我，并为我舍己。
The New Revised Standard Version has a footnote that says, "By the faith of the Son of God," which the translators admit is grammatically correct.
在新标准版本那里面有一个注脚，那里说因神儿子的信心，因神儿子的信心。这些翻译者他们相信在语法上是错误，是正确的。
Theologically, it is also correct.
神学上也是正确的。
Paul is not claiming that he lives now by believing in the Son of God. He has, in fact, just denied any continual personal agency at all.
保罗不是说他现在活着是因信神而止。顺便说句，我们那个中文版本是说因信神而止啊。是不是说保罗在这里不是说他现在活着是因信神而止，事实上他恰恰是在否定继续人的作为。
Instead, it is the faith or the faithfulness of the Son of God, Jesus Christ's own self-givingfaithfulness and obedience, which moves in and through him.
相反，是神儿子的信心，或者是说神儿子的信，耶稣基督自己那个自给的信，运行并通过了保罗。
The life that he now lives in the flesh is both animated and determined.By Jesus Christ's own faithfulness.
他现在活着的生命是在肉身里面的，既是活泼的，又是靠着耶稣基督的信心的，或者说又是靠着耶稣基督的信的。
Christ's faithfulness constitutes a space in which a person who is crucified with Christ.Can live and does live.
基督的信形成了一个空间，让每一个与基督同钉十字架的人能活下去，并且实实在在的活着。
This is what Paul means when he says, "Christ lives in me."
这是真正的保罗说的，基督。在我里面活着的意思。
And then Paul concludes that if being made right with God were achievable by obeying the law, then Christ died for no purpose at all.
接着保罗就得出结论说，如果义，或者是说称义，或者是说救恩，是可以靠行律法得以靠行律法可以得着的话，那么基督的死就毫无意义了。
So Paul is arguing that if it were possible to be made righteous before God by obeying the law, then there would have been no reason for Jesus to suffer and to die on the cross.
保罗的意见乃是，如果可以靠守律法在神面前被称为义的话，那么就没有任何的理由要耶稣基督受苦并且死在十字架上。
But Paul knows that the only way for our salvation is the obedience, the faithfulness of Jesus Christ.
保罗知道我们救恩的唯一道路是耶稣基督的顺服，耶稣基督的信。
So thanks be to God for raising Jesus Christ from the dead after he had willingly suffered and died, to remove the deadly effects of our sins, and to set us free from Satan and the present evil age.
感谢神, 他叫耶稣基督从死里复活, 耶稣基督甘愿受苦并受死, 除去了我们的罪和罪带来的死的功效, 他将我们从撒旦的权势底下, 从当今邪恶的世代中拯救了出来。
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
基督已经复活。基督仍然活着。